Okay, and we are back from another session that just has ended, and with me is Andreas. Andreas, maybe you can quickly say a little bit about your background first, and then maybe something about the session. Let's start with yourself. What are you doing? What are you doing here?
I'm a PhD student in microbiology at the University of Göttingen, University of Würzburg, and I'm in the field of microbiology. And I'm transitioned more or less into the field of bioinformatics, and that's how I get in contact with open science.
Okay, and so which session did you propose, and what just which was just finished here? Which one was that?
The session I just moderated was tools for open science. So how can people actually make their work more openly, make it open to the public, and easy tools that actually normal users can use.
Okay, what were your main impressions or your main maybe takeaways from this?
Well, the biggest takeaway definitely was that different science fields have a lot of different ideas and a lot of tools they would like to use. And I think also that if you're in a big data field like I am, let's say bioinformatics or biology, that I think we have a lot more pressure to actually use these tools for collaboration, also for version control and so in other fields. As long as the data sets are still small and you can use your own laptop to analyze them and store them, then maybe the pressure is not that high. Enough.
Right, exactly. And we saw that, I mean, if people used these, let's say, newer tools, they were unfortunately often proprietary, right?
So exactly.
So also an issue that needs to be addressed. So what do you think, what could people do maybe in order to get to a better research by using open tools? Or if there, what is your suggestion for people, basically?
So first of all, the biggest thing definitely is training. To train people what to use, tools they can use, and actually that they're pretty easy to use, some of them at least. And also, of course, the pressure maybe from the journal side, from the grant side, to make data actually really open as soon as you publish your data. And also reviewers, of course, can do also a lot. So it just there's an open science peer review oath, so you might want to copy that in your review, and then you can go point by point through that and suggest, please make your open source code openly. And that would be help a lot.
I think we even touched a little bit the teaching part. This was addressed. I think this will be another session even where we're diving in later on. And what is your own workflow? You mentioned this. Maybe you can quickly give a short overview about your personal workflow that you are doing, what you are doing in your daily research.
Well, I'm doing genomics, so I have a lot of data actually. And we have specific databases for the genomics data, so I publish my data on GenBank or ENA, the Ambl corresponding database, and my source code, my scripts on GitHub. And my manuscripts, of course, I try to do as open access as possible, and scripts, as I said, on GitHub.
Okay, and we saw some other people, as you said, they don't have so large data sets as you, so in a way they are in a luxury situation, but still we see the need there as well, right? I mean, this was obvious.
Yeah, I think the need is there, especially as we saw, as specifically about metadata. For example, do you have a database where you can search for specific data sets that you're interested in and it doesn't exist? That's it's crazy as a biologist. I mean, I couldn't do my research anymore.
Exactly, because even if your data sets are small, finding them will be still hard if you don't provide the metadata in order to find. And it's astonishing that still these communities seem to lack that, right?
Yeah. I'm sure there are also a couple of communities in biology who like that. Bioinformatics is very, very open, very specific about that. But if you dig deeper into maybe some more traditional fields, then and the data sets are small, they still sit on the data, and that's it.
Yeah, there's still a lot to do. Yeah. Okay, Andreas, I think, do you have anything else to add?
No, that's it. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you, and have fun. See you around, and we just continue. Bye.
Okay.